Hi, my name is Peter Hazens. I'm a Visual Studio ALM MVP who works for Sparkles, a company that focuses on application lifecycle management solutions on top of Team Foundation Server. I'm also the user group lead of the Visual Studio user group in Belgium. In this short screencast, I want to show you the capabilities of Visual Studio Web Management 2010. I will show you the build-deploy test cycle with Visual Studio Web Management. Web Management is actually an add-on for Team Foundation Server 2010. Visual Studio Web Management extends the build automation feature and allows applications to be easily deployed in virtual environments for further testing, validation and verification. With Lab Management, development teams will be able to provision test environments where applications can be deployed for automated and also manual testing. Environments can be set up by making use of existing virtual machines or just by making use of predefined templates. Development teams that will make use of Lab Management will be able to build, deploy and test their applications in a clean environment. The way the clean environment is enforced is by using the concept of checkpoints or snapshots in Hyper-V. That means that when a build also needs to deploy the application, the virtual environment can be reverted to a well-known clean state. With the use of the checkpoint facilities, you will always be able to reproduce the exact conditions of a bug. The ultimate goal of Lab Management is, of course, no more, no repro. So let's take a look at the demo.
So now I'm connected to my Team Foundation Server 2010 demo environment. I have actually set up a full-blown Team Foundation Server 2010, including Microsoft Office SharePoint Server and, of course, also Visual Studio Lab Management. In version control, I have set up a solution to show you the build deployment test cycle with Visual Studio Lab Management. The solution is part of my Lab Management team project, and in my main branch I have a solution file, website Sparkles. So that solution contains a website, actually a web application project, sparkles.website, and my solution contains also a database project. So the website here will be hosted in IIS on my local machine, and the database project will be deployed to a local SQL Server Express. So I could just run it. I won't show it to you now, but it will be shown later to you in the demo. I have created a build definition for this solution. So the build definition is called sparkles.website_main. So that build definition will only compile my application, and it will also run some basic unit tests. The basic unit tests are contained in my test project. I have just created two basic unit tests, and those will also be run after my build compiles the application. So I did already build this this solution a few days ago. Let's have a look at the builds, the completed builds, not for today. Here you have one. So this one, it completed successfully. And I can open my drop folder, and here's all the output I will need later on. And let's have a closer look at the build definition. So it will just compile my solution here, and it will also run tests that are contained in a specific test list, the build verification test list, and that's part of the VSMDI file. Notice here that I also use a customized build process templates just to be able to override the build number and also to stamp all my assemblies with the same build number. Now, with Visual Studio Lab Management, I can use the build output of this build to to deploy my websites and database to a virtual environment. Visual Studio Lab Management enables me to manage a set of virtual machines as virtual environments. The environments can actually be a collection of virtual machines. Each virtual machine in the environment is assigned to a specific role that is required for the application to run. So in my case here, I do want to have a web server role and also a database role. So I want to have two virtual machines. By using virtual environments in Lab Management, the virtual machines can be managed as a single entity. This simplifies the process of preparing an environment to use for deployment. And on top of that, I can take snapshots of the entire environment so that I can recreate the exact state of all the virtual machines in the same environment at a specific point in time. So let me show you this virtual environment I have created for deploying the Sparkles website. So I open up Microsoft Test Manager. So that's the application where I can also switch to Lab Center. So I'm connecting to the team project, and here in Microsoft Test Manager I can switch to Lab Center, where I can manage my virtual environments. So this environment is running, so sparkles.website_testenv. So this is my environment I will use to deploy the Sparkles website. And here on the right you can see that this environment contains two virtual machines. So one, the underscore web is my web server, so there I will deploy my my web application, and the other virtual machine is my database server, where I will deploy my Sparkles database. So from in here I can right click and connect to this environment. So Microsoft environment viewer is opened, and there you can see my two virtual machines again, which I have a live connection to, and I can just do things in here and switch to the database server. And next to that you can also see, next to the machines you can also see the snapshots. So this is also very important. So here you can see I have created a sparkles.website_testenv_clean. So that's my snapshot I will use each time to deploy a particular build of the application. So I will always revert to this particular snapshot before I will deploy the entire application. So this is the snapshot for my two virtual machines. So for my web server only IIS is installed, and after that I will deploy my web application. And for my database server, only SQL Server is installed at this point in time, and after I run the build for Lab Management, the database will be deployed onto that database server. Okay, so let's switch back to the environment. So this one is running, so I can now go back to Visual Studio and explain you what the lab build will do. Next to my regular build, I have set up a lab build, and that lab build here will take the output from my first build. So let's open the build definition from my lab build. Here you can see that I'm using the lab-default-template.xaml file. So that's my build process template I'm using for managing the build deploy test cycle in Visual Studio Lab Management. Let's open up the wizard, and the lab workflow consists of four steps. So the environment step, the build step, deployment step, and also an optional test step. So let's explain the environment step. So here I'm selecting an environment that is already deployed and running. So you may remember the name of my environment, sparkles.website_testenv, and in that environment there are two virtual machines running, a database server and also a web server. And I'm also checking here to revert to a specific snapshot of the environment each time I run this lab build. So each time I run this lab build, I will revert the virtual environment to this particular snapshot. The next step is the build step. So here I've selected to use my first build definition, sparks.website_main, and I'm always using the latest build. The next step is a deployment step, and in here I can define certain scripts to prepare my environment, so to deploy different parts of my applications to the virtual machines. So the first step in here is to deploy my website to the database server. So I'm using a script here that will make use of the .db schema file from my database project in Visual Studio. The second step is to deploy my web application to the web server. I'll make use of MS Deploy. And the last step is an extra configuration step to override some configuration settings, for example also my connection string to the database server. And I'm also taking a snapshot after deploying the build, so that will come in handy if I want to run additional tests after deployment of the application. The last step is optional, and here I define to run also automated tests in my virtual environment. So I'm using my test plan, and in that test plan I've selected a test suite, and in that test suite there is one automated test defined. I will explain you in a bit what this automated test is. So I'll cancel this wizard and I'll just run my lab build, and let's open up this one here and go to test center, and I want to show you the test suite, the automated test suite here. With Microsoft Test Manager I created a test case that's part of the automated test suite. The test case is called Event Registration Test Case, and it contains different steps to verify the event registration scenario on my website. So first I recorded the manual execution of this test case and exported the action recordings in C# to Visual Studio, in which I added additional assertions. So in Visual Studio, in my solution, you can find the event registration test case. And that's actually C# code that will replay my manual tests with some additional assertions. So let's go back to the lab workflow here, and let's see where my lab build is at. So my build was started, and here you can see that a restore was done. So lab environment did restore the snapshot. After that the deployment was started, and now he's running the deployment script on the different virtual machines in my environment. So here the database is already deployed, so let's go to the Microsoft Environment Viewer, and now underneath he's doing the deployment. Let's follow it further in Visual Studio. So the first step was to deploy the database with the .db schema file. The second step was to deploy the web application to Internet Information Server, and the last step was to add some additional configuration, so to override some connection strings and other parts. So here indeed my database was deployed to the database server. Now he's running the other deployment scripts to deploy Internet Information Server. That's what you see here. And the third step is also done, so to override some configuration settings. And now let's scroll back to the bottom. Now he's taking an additional snapshot to be able to test the application after deployment. So now you can see that he's taking the checkpoint here, so the environment is not available at this point in time. So he's creating the snapshot. And once that's done, he will execute the automated test I have defined in the automated test suite. So the event registration test case will be executed on the virtual environment. So he's still busy with taking the post-deployment snapshot. Should be done any minute now. Still busy. Okay, and now the last step, he wants to run the tests in the virtual environment. So let's go back. Oh, he's already busy. So now he's actually doing the automated tests on the web server. So he will navigate towards the web application. So he's now connecting to the homepage of the Sparkles website. So this all happens automatically. It's all integrated with Visual Studio Lab Management. So he makes use of the build output from the first build definition. He deploys the application, and now he's running the automated tests on the web server here. So now you'll do an online registration for this masterclass. You'll fill in the form. So those are parameters that are bound to the controls on screen, and now the registration was completed and he will stop to run my tests because there was only one defined, and the build should complete now. So he will gather all information. And here you can see the result, so with some more explanation. So let's look at the different steps. So he was using the lab environment, sparkles.website-test-env. The environment was restored to a specific snapshot. Then the application was deployed using information at this build location. Then the snapshot, a new snapshot was taken after the deployment. I could connect immediately to that snapshot, and the results of the automated tests are found here. So there was actually one automated test that was run and it also succeeded. So this is the full details. Here you can find the full details of my lab build. This is the end of the demo on Visual Studio Lab Management. Note that you can still use the post-deployment snapshots to do further testing. With Microsoft Test Manager, you are able to connect to the virtual environment and to launch additional manual or automated tests. This might be some content for a next screencast. Just one extra minute to summarize this short screencast, where I demonstrated the build, deploy and test cycle with the Sparkles website. It should be clear now that Visual Studio Lab Management is an amazing addition to Team Foundation Server 2010, and it will allow anyone in the software development team to access a virtual equivalent of any environment on demand at any time, without the need to wait for a physical machine setup or additional hardware. My personal favorite feature of Lab Management is the ability to always deploy the entire application from a build to a clean, well-known environment. I added also a resource slide to point you to some entry points for getting started with Visual Studio Lab Management. Lab Management will go RTM at the end of August and will be included in Visual Studio 2010 Ultimate with MSDN and Visual Studio 2010 Test Professional with MSDN. Thank you for listening to this screencast, and feel free to contact me at peter.geysens@sparkles.be for any of your questions.